The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
It is the post-show for the 2014 WWE Royal Rumble here on RantEMRadio.com. Tune in radio, Stitcher, iTunes, and all those other things like that. Now, for those of you that are tuning in, please do not get distracted. The Grammys are still on the air.
I just caught part of it. I like who won the Record of the Year.
The hell with Daft Punk. And
I like the song.
It's okay, I guess. Whatever. Anyways, they didn't have to go in there looking like stormtroopers, though.
That's their gimmick.
They're robots.
They're robots.
That's just what they do. Whatever. You can't hate on them for that.
Sure I can. I'm allowed to. I'm an American. Anyways.
There you go.
So, the Royal Rumble is in the history books. And, you know, hey, what can I say?
Was more entertaining.
I want my money back.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Calm down before we start getting out of hand. Okay, let's relax and do things rationally here. Double A being joined by Tony C, Surfer, Lexicon, and of course. Rage is going to behave himself and not yell.
If you say so.
And
assuming my
mood. And keep the profanity to a minimum. Because
if you say so.
I do say so. I'm going to keep you on a short leash here.
It's been a bad day for me.
I don't give a damn if you got four flat tires. Anyways.
Flat tires where you got that.
So anyways, it's an expression, Rage, you know. You know, people use those things to explain things.
Yeah.
Anyways, so.
Oh, okay.
Batista.
Yes.
Batista. He is the winner. He is the winner of the 2014 WWE Royal Rumble, and guess what? If I spoiled it for you, I'm sorry. You know, this is the second time he's won it. He won it 9 years ago in 2005, and
this time he won't have John Cena upstage him doing the. During WrestleMania.
You know, let's talk about what's going on Twitter right now. Somebody linked.
Evolution is trending.
Somebody linked me. Is it really?
Evolution is really trending?
Let me see. I'm going to check. You're making that up? Oh, okay. I was about to say. I will say this. Somebody's posting a lot of, for some reason, Eva Marie pictures. But anyways, currently trending on Twitter had nothing with the Royal Rumble.
Grammys song of the
year. A lot with the Grammys.
I see Royal Rumble in the hashtag.
No, I don't see.
Was rematch even used?
Well, I don't
hashtag
know.
Rematch?
I don't know.
But let me see what. Okay.
Nothing from the wrestling is trending right now.
The only thing we got here is hashtag Royal Rumble. That's
I got something for you. Dwayne Johnson, proud of my cousin. WWE Roman Reigns dominating ring performance tonight.
Okay, I don't give a damn what the Rock says.
Lisa Marie Vaughn.
I don't care. I don't
Jim
care.
Ross,
I
CM
don't,
Punk
I'm
Matt.
Proud of Batista. Okay.
We're not
long.
We're not.
Real
wait a minute. We're not gonna read
Shield.
We're not gonna read what those guys have to say. I don't care about the Rock. I like Victoria, but I don't care about Victoria. I want to read some of the tweets that I've got right now. This comes from, let's see, Brendan Hutchins. At WWE, you should be ashamed for shoving that garbage down your paying fans' throats. No, at WWE Daniel Bryan, you bet I'm demanding a refund. This comes from I am Barto 7. I want a refund. Now, do I get a Sky Help Team or at WWE? I paid £15 for that. This is wait a minute. Hold on. No, let me continue with this. This is from let's see. This is from Hunto 92. This is at WWE, at Vince McMahon, at Triple H, at Stephanie McMahon.
Ooh.
Can I have a refund for that boring, predictable bullshit? Hashtag not best for business. Hashtag Royal Rumble, WWE. And yes, we've got Gennaro Gonzalez says, time to call the cable companies and ask for a refund. At WWE and Verizon Fios. What?
The Jim Ross tweet.
No, I don't know if Jim Ross tweet. I'm reading right now a specific group of tweets.
Can I read this?
That you got?
It says,
or are you just reading them from hashtag Royal Rumble?
Go ahead.
The cash I paid for Royal Rumble tonight. Nothing followed WWE Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. Those two plus Roman Reigns shine. I thought he collects a little check from them still.
For the cash that I paid for hashtag Royal Rumble, nothing followed plus those two plus Roman's. So he probably doesn't collect a paycheck. Oh, well, I'm sure he collects some kind of paycheck, but, you know. But, so, here's what's currently coming across the wire. Hashtag Royal Refund. And,
let me see this.
You know, here's the thing. I'm gonna put this to bed right now. Okay?
Excuse me, sorry.
The wrestling public, okay, cannot, and I repeat, cannot ask for a refund. You have no right to ask for a refund of a scripted television program. That's number one. So let's put that to bed. And if any of you out there are contemplating contacting your cable company, you're stupid. Number two, knowing the current state that the wrestling business is in, if you paid for this event, you knew exactly what you were getting. Okay? You knew exactly what was getting you, what you were getting, and you shouldn't have your hopes elevated.
Double A. Why can't I have?
I disagree with that.
Why can't I have a wrestling program where there's no shenanigans, just good, clean face?
I will tell you why. I'm gonna tell you
because
something.
Because Triple H is running the show.
I'm gonna tell you something. Here's the problem with what happened tonight. Okay, we knew going into the Royal Rumble that there was going to be a lot of unwanted things happening. Batista, Sheamus, we knew more. Probably there was a good chance that Batista was going to win. We knew that, even though we, all of us predicted otherwise. But we knew that going into this, that chances are the Rumble was going to be skewed a certain way and that we had to brace ourselves for a disappointment.
Skew in the way of the McMahon-Helmsley era.
That's right.
Yes.
So,
maybe.
So I will say this in terms of the shenanigans. I personally do not think that there was that much shenanigans. What I feel happened was that the wrong choices were made. For a wrestling pay-per-view, okay, it was very cut and dry, cookie cutter, this is a wrestling pay-per-view, here's some wrestling matches, and here's a Royal Rumble match, and that's it. There was no element of surprise, there was no, outside of Kevin Nash, which I had heard about, but I didn't believe it, because I thought maybe the surprise was going to be something else.
JBL.
The JBL, okay. And you know what? I think what happened with JBL was is that somebody pulled out at the last minute. That did, it just didn't seem right to me, but whatever. I honestly believe that this was a white bread pay-per-view, and that was it. It could not have been any more plainer. No flavor,
not even no butter
nothing.
On.
There was no butter. And
nope.
And so to say that there was shenanigans and things like that, there was none really. I mean, even if there were shenanigans, I think at least we'd be here to comment and say, "Hey, why, you know, come on, this is bullshit." I mean, we're complaining this is bullshit on a pay-per-view that we kind of knew Batista was going to win. We were not happy about it from eons ago when we found out Batista was coming back. And, hey, that's the post-show.
The pay-per-view started off on a good note and it just came to a screeching halt on that second match. You just heard the...
Now, here's the thing. And we're going to go around the room and we're going to get everybody's opinion, because I know that everybody has varying thoughts on what happened. But I'm going to tell you something about this crowd, and Madonna should not be performing anymore. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this, on the crowd there in Pittsburgh. They did not help at all.
Let them have it.
Stack, man, it's Pittsburgh.
You know what?
Of course they didn't help.
They did not help at all. I'm not saying to cheer, but, I mean, they... I think they were a little more brutal than normal. I think the crowd was a little bit more brutal than normal. I really do.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
I don't know about rightfully so though, because all those fans bought tickets to that pay per view and knew that they were going to get, like, for example, John Cena and Randy Orton. They knew that they were getting that match weeks in advance.
Yeah, so what is the point of chanting for a guy? Well, we'll get into it.
Well, let's start with Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt in what ended up being the match of the night. And it was a good, solid back and forth. I thought Daniel looked excellent. He did some good moves in this match. And he, there was one spot in that match where he stepped on the back of Bray's head and, like, just, like, smashed them like you would. Like, I used to pop juice boxes when I was in school. And, yeah, that's pretty much what happened to Bray Wyatt. It was pretty damn entertaining. But Bray came out on top. And now if you heard the pre-show, you heard Lex make a very bold prediction and say that Daniel was going to win the Royal Rumble, but it was going to be done in such a way that, you know, Daniel lost his match to Bray, and he was going to come in and become victorious in the Royal Rumble match. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, @ WWE Daniel Bryan. Sorry, guys, the machine wanted me nowhere near the Royal Rumble match, but I thank everyone for their support. You are the Yes Movement. #YesMovement. So apparently WWE did not want Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble match. So
he actually he followed that up with another tweet saying they try to keep us down and away from the top spots, but they can't ignore the reactions forever. Keep voicing your opinions, blah blah blah. So
well, the problem here is I don't know if they can't avoid listening to the fans forever, but they sure as hell can wait a long time.
Yeah. But the point is, it's their promotion. They can do whatever they want. So I mean,
but
they wanted to bring Batista back in, and so everybody else gets pushed to the side. It's what we saw with The Rock. Bring The Rock in, everybody else gets pushed to the side. But now I see the justification with The Rock. I don't with Batista.
Because I do.
Now I heard, well, Tony C says Evolution, Surfer says movies. Batista's movies don't warrant the push that he's deserving of.
He's in a major Marvel movie.
Yeah, but he's not the main character in this major movie. No, it's not like it's Iron Man and he's Tony Stark. It's,
right, but it's still an ensemble cast that he's going to be part of. That may be the start of a big franchise. That if this movie makes money, then he'll be in a couple more pitches making more money.
Yeah, but that means Batista's going to pack his shit and leave the WWE.
I mean, we know Batista. He's no Rock when it comes to charisma. He's not going to blow up like The Rock did.
He's got the personality of Pink.
But it still could, you know, lift him up a step or two if this movie's successful.
Bottom line.
They think it will be.
And then they do that so he can leave, and then they can't make money off him anymore. That doesn't make any sense to me.
He's making money off
him.
What does the
not after the
movie? Because I'm quite sure somehow when that movie opens up, there'll be some kind of Batista.
Yeah,
but what WWE superstar?
What does the? I don't know about that. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with the movie.
I don't know.
He's friends with the boss.
I think Vince hopes that's the case. Surely. I mean, he's trying to promote his own studio and everything, but
Tony, see, that's true too. That being in with the boss is probably part of it too. It's a combination of things.
I think more of that than
the
movie.
The timing has to do with that movie.
No, I get that, but I'm like,
take that.
Okay. So you built Batista back in 2005. You built him to this point. Now he's in movies and everything else like that. How much longer is Batista going to make you money? You got to build a new star, and that's the main thing I have a problem with WWE is they refuse to build new stars when they have it right there in front of them. That's the most shocking thing. It's in their lap, and they're like,
but,
nope.
But let me. This is what I'm thinking, okay? Is it possible that WWE is holding back purposely to save, so they don't practically blow their load now, especially, look, they got the network that's going to debut pretty much a month from tonight, okay? And do you think that it's possible that maybe they're saving any substantial stuff for that Monday prior to the launch, after Elimination Chamber, and then the lead up to WrestleMania where things may start to get interesting? Do you think that they
held back so much?
I understand, but do you think that they? Well, I know you can't hold back so much.
Like, what would they be holding back though?
I'm just saying, like, if people week after week is disappointed leading up to the launch, you know, maybe somebody might say, well, you know, maybe I'll wait a few weeks.
But that's the thing. Do you think that they held back enough to where it's like, because there could be a strategy to this. Look at it this way, okay? So WWE decides they don't want Daniel Bryan in the Royal Rumble match. It pisses off the audience. The audience says, "Ah, I'm not going to buy any more of these WWE pay-per-views." And maybe it's pulling away from people buying the pay-per-views, but they know that if they tease things that are going to happen, let's say they tease things that maybe happen only through the WWE Network or something like that, and it kind of forces the audience to go in that direction. I don't know. I'm kind of trying to piece it together.
So you're asking basically, is Daniel Bryan being kept down when launch time comes, that when people are basically boycotting WWE pay-per-views.
Exactly.
I get it.
And I think it's just
a blatant no trust.
I think the WWE is trying to steer the audience in a certain direction.
Yeah, but
to boycott pay-per-views. Okay.
I think the thing you want is when that thing launches, you want everybody to sign up then and there. You don't want people waiting. You want people to sign up then and there. So if people don't have a long-term sight when it comes to this stuff, you can't expect your customers to say, "Oh, well, maybe at SummerSlam he'll get his spot," or something like that. It's WrestleMania. And now, like, me personally, I'm doubting whether or not I'm going to get the network because of the pay-per-view factor, because of this. It's like, okay, if Bryan would have won, went to the main event, blah, 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 I'd have something to look forward to. Now he's not. He's probably going to either be in a tag match with Cena against the Wyatt family, or he's going to fight Sheamus like the rumor is. And none of that at all interests me on the biggest star they have going right now.
But do you think they think people want to see him and Orton go at it again?
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that, but that's what they think they want to see.
They wasted that at SummerSlam and beyond that, and then to come back for WrestleMania
that stuff. I mean, people are gonna, if you put that in a spot like WrestleMania, nobody's gonna remember that.
But
and WWE uses that all the time—the short-term memory thing. They don't bring stuff up.
But let me go back to something that Surfer said. Number one, Lee said he doesn't agree with you because Batista's not a movie star, and the movie could flop. But I digress. But the thing I want to say about what Surfer said in terms of rehashing, let's say, Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton. But something that we could have rehashed from the summer that we didn't get enough gas out of could have been John Cena and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, could have been. Yep. I mean, they seem to be buddies and all that. You
know? Especially with the whole garbage of Total Divas. And I'm not saying that they would play that into the storyline.
Somebody turning heel, because they both can't stay face.
No, Cena would be the automatic heel in that situation.
They don't want.
But he's going to be that way. It doesn't matter who he faces.
I would quit wrestling if he turned.
Well,
he was the heel tonight. He was the heel with Orton. Orton was the heel too. It was heel versus heel. And the match sucked because the crowd sucked.
And that's the thing. I can't.
Pittsburgh. The crowd kept it real.
The crowd. Exactly. But wait a minute. Hold on. I'm gonna go back to what I said earlier. The crowd was exceptionally brutal tonight because the crowd did not want to see John Cena and Randy Orton. I get it. We did not want to see John Cena and Randy Orton. But because the crowd was as brutal as it was, that match, I have to believe that those two guys were thrown. And that's why that match was as terrible as it was. Orton and Cena, despite how whether we want to see the match or not, we've seen that match a million times over. They generally always put on a decent match. And that match tonight was terrible. And I think the crowd has something to do with that.
Watching the match, though, it just, like, creatively, it reminded me of Triple H versus Undertaker, where it's, we don't know what to do. Let's just use each other's finishing moves and do a bunch of false finishes. And it's like, okay, I respect those guys for going out there, and the match wasn't bad. I won't call the match bad, but if you don't have the creativity and you're putting on the same match in front of that very hostile crowd, and they weren't bad until that match came on. It was that match that sparked everything. And then going into the match, the Royal Rumble, not having Bryan, of course that's going to piss him off. Especially if you put Rey Mysterio at number 30, which everybody seems to hate Rey anyway. I don't, but, you know, you're basically feeding him to the wolves by not putting Bryan out there. That's crazy. It's insane. It's one of those things where I wonder if maybe they were thinking that way, like, okay, maybe Bryan, and then Vince is like, no, he can't draw money. Let's do Batista and let's do that. And another thing, like with Roman Reigns, why are you teasing that? The Shield isn't even broke up yet, but you're teasing him as a main event guy.
Well, and then now it's they broke up. Yeah, and they broke up. Let's face it, they broke up in that match.
Yeah,
I don't know. They'll be together on Monday. So
yeah, but there's a crack in the foundation now.
Yeah, sure. And I hope we see a triple threat match with those three at WrestleMania. But I'm just not on the Roman Reigns bandwagon right now. So let me ask you this.
Like, do you really think in your heart of hearts that Daniel Bryan can draw money after this Yes chant goes away?
I'm surprised you doubt it, yeah.
Hmm.
Dude's selling merch like crazy right now. He's already making the money.
You know what? I think Daniel Bryan's the hot chick you really want to sleep with. And then when you sleep with her, you're ready to sleep with somebody else.
But here's the thing. I've been watching Bryan Danielson for a very long time now, and I know how good he is.
I understand.
Not just wrestling.
That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about people that only watch the WWE.
But no, but they're already they're like
now, but that won't last long once they get them.
But they're at the point where they're conditioned to him already. Like how hot he is now was like I don't know, like 10 years ago on the independent scene. They're only going to continue to like him. There's nothing about this man that sets you in the other direction. Nothing. He's not a Cena. He's a creative guy in the ring where he can put on different matches all the time.
Promo wise,
face is lukewarm, but as a heel, he's brilliant. So it's just one of those things where some people just don't see it yet. I think, but at the same time, when does it come the time to give the fans what they want? Like, what's that signal? Like, oh, okay, it's time to do it. When they no longer want it, or when they think, oh, WWE's not going to give it to us anyway, so let's just get over here, and then you give it to them. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I think WWE. I think the problem is WWE plays us a lot of times for stupid, because I'm going to be blunt here. There's a lot of stupid wrestling fans out there.
Sure.
And yeah, sure. A lot of them probably listen to this show and listen to the network and things like that. And if you're offended by that comment, I apologize, but I'm not going to mince words here.
Hey,
your
definition of people is stupid.
No. The problem is that WWE knows that the majority of the fans that are on Twitter, you know, the ones that sit there and they bitch about every nuance of the business because they think they know what they're doing, or they think they're in the business, or they think they can book a better show or whatever. They know that those fans are stupid, and I'm not saying that I haven't sat here for 7 years and haven't complained and said, well, I can book this. Of course I've done that. But do I consider myself stupid? No. I consider myself an educated fan compared to 75% of what's really out there. And I think WWE knows that. And I think they could just play all us educated fans as stupid, and they think that we're going to buy into this forever. Unfortunately, you know, some of us are not as strong-willed as, let's say, Lex, who said, the hell with this, and stopped watching for a period of time.
I look at the end of the pay-per-view, and WWE looks horrible right now. Anyway, you slice it.
Question about Daniel Bryan's character. Do you think he's more over than, say, Goldberg at his height?
Yes.
The thing is, like, with Bryan, he's not yet like the household name guy. But he's we're experiencing that rise right now. Like, we're living it right now.
He's more than Goldberg.
you know, he's going to get more appearances, and all, well, maybe not now, but if he would have won the title, or he's going to get appearances and stuff like that. People are going to know him. People are going to see the chance and go, hey, where did that start? Or why are the people doing that? And it just, that's the way it works itself out.
But with the chant is more over than he is.
But that doesn't matter, because he is the chant.
Do you know what the problem is? Is that, and the chant is fine, and a lot of us think at the beginning the chant was annoying because, you know, Daniel Bryan Walker saying yes, yes, and
everybody thought
it was annoying, but now it's become part of the wrestling lexicon.
It's transcended wrestling.
Exactly. Much how what did when Stone Cold started doing that in 2001.
Right.
At some point, what became annoying, but yet they still do it 14 years later. Or 13 years later. I think Daniel Bryan, like Lex said, he's not a household name yet. He's over. The chant definitely is more over than Daniel Bryan is. But that doesn't mean Daniel Bryan can't create another chant, and maybe the fans would buy into it and maybe chant. It's possible.
They couldn't give the yes chant to somebody else.
Exactly, it couldn't.
The
happen.
Crowd would
they
turn.
Tried. They tried to give it to the Big Show, and sure, for a one-off shot, it worked. But as a reoccurring thing, no.
Yeah.
And I think. What's going to end up happening is we're going to either have to push Daniel Bryan, or we're going to have to somehow hide Daniel Bryan for a period of time until they think it's worth it to bring him back, so that maybe just by his absence alone, that would maybe push him to the next level. I don't know.
Yeah, because if you think this isn't going to follow the WWE outside of tonight, you're nuts. It's going to go to every single show. It's going to go to Raw, maybe not SmackDown. I don't watch SmackDown, so whatever.
There goes everyone.
It's good. You know, it's going to go to Elimination Chamber, and it's going to follow to WrestleMania. When you're trying to put on a Randy Orton versus Batista match at WrestleMania in the main event, it's going to get booed. Because that crowd is going to be worse than tonight.
Now here's
Dudley knows that for a fact.
Of course, because that's 80,000 people.
Right, yeah. And they come from all over the world, and that means a lot of smart marks getting in there and getting their stuff in.
Exactly, and the fans in New Orleans. Let's just hope that the acoustics in the Superdome don't show. The true reactions. Basically, they hide the reaction.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud. It's gonna be real. It's not gonna go up to the heavens like old Vince McMahon says. It's gonna go right back down, and it's probably gonna be a terrible match. Just like tonight wasn't really a terrible match, but it was because of the reaction.
Now,
WrestleMania.
Now I gotta. Let's put ourselves. We haven't really talked about what's happened on the pay-per-view, because we're kind of just critiquing why WWE made these decisions. What do you think? Put yourself now in Vince's shoes, and you're backstage while all this is going on, and you hear the reaction of the live audience. What does Vince say?
Has he changed? Boring?
Boring, and we want divas. And I mean, look, this is the first pay-per-view in years that I think we didn't have a Divas match.
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed that was that. It took me until after the show to really notice that.
And I don't
there
believe
was no Divas match.
I honestly don't think we saw a single female tonight outside of Renee Young.
You know what? I would have rather them had a 3-minute Divas match.
Renee Young and Sarah, whatever.
You know, when they had just wrestlers sitting there talking about how they're going to win the Royal Rumble for like 10 minutes, that was unnecessary.
Well,
those promos were terrible.
That was kind of old school, though.
You know what I take from this tonight's wrestling? That I got to do my taxes. That's what I take from it.
Because
Jack Fuhrer was the sponsor.
What the hell? I got to do my taxes.
Yeah, I don't understand what the hell they're doing with that type of sponsor, but
and in the middle of the thing, you get a tax commercial.
for the Royal Rumble.
It's
next year is gonna be sponsored by Split Smoke Liquor Book.
Because it's tax season, you know, people are getting their W-2s and they want their money back. But I didn't need them to stop everything and show me a commercial for it. Like watching
next year is gonna be sponsored by TurboTax.
You know what? If it were me, this is just me because WCW used to do this. I don't see why WWE can't do the same. That WCW put the pay-per-view logo on the ring mat, mm-hmm. and sometimes if it was sponsored, the sponsor was on the mat. You know, like Snickers or Slim Jims or whatever it was. Castro GTX, Drive Hard.
What? When the network starts showing these pay-per-views, you're going to get commercials every 5 minutes.
Yeah. It'll be like a regular commercials all over the place.
Well, I got to tell you.
Be the one commercial for the sponsor. You're going to get like a regular commercial.
It's funny you bring that up because and we're going to talk about it in detail on Tuesday, but there was a story that came across the wire that said WWE is looking for advertisers to sell time, much like how they sell time during the Super Bowl.
Why can't it just be commercial free?
Well, I don't. Well, they have to pay this.
They're charging you $10 to watch WrestleMania. They want to make their revenue some other way.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold it. They're going to make up that money on the launch date, no matter what.
No. Say like they're going to make the money, but they're also going to make some other money now.
They're going to make good money, but now they want to make great money. I know what you're saying. But I honestly think WWE said, you know what, we've got bigger fish to fry down the road. Tonight's going to be a wash. Like this was, you know, the forgettable Royal Rumbles of yesteryear that none of, like, okay, the 1989 Royal Rumble was won by Big John Studd, I think, right? Like, nobody mm-hmm. talks about that. Okay, this is going to end up being one of those Rumbles. You know, just like, okay, Batista won with his with his shorts and his...
He looked like a damn rugby player with his shirt off.
He looked awful. With the road map on his back.
Yeah, that's what it was?
It would look like a road map to me.
The robots won again.
There you go.
You lost the phone.
Out of the air.
But you asked about if I was Vince. You know, at this point, if I'm Vince and I'm putting myself in his shoes, I would not care. Because in the end, those people paid. And in the end, I'm still getting cash. So, whether they like it or not, it doesn't matter to him because in the end, he's still making money, and that's bitter coming out of my mouth because I know where my true opinion on it. But
now here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm shocked, and maybe that's just the nature of that. Maybe it's passé to do it, or it's frowned upon in today's wrestling world to do it. But the crowd reaction, Wario says that's the worst crowd reaction one of the worst ones I've ever seen. I have to go up there and say that's probably one of the worst ones I've ever seen too. I'm surprised that after Batista won the Rumble, they didn't throw garbage in the ring.
Me.
Me. Somebody had a sign.
You know, they... Right. They booed John Cena out of the building at the Hammerstein Ballroom in 2006. Granted, the circumstances I know were not ideal for John Cena, but that was on the same level.
Well, listen.
They let the WWE know today they don't want Batista.
You know, well, it also reminds me of Batista getting booed at the Hammerstein Ballroom when he fought Big Show for the ECW title.
Batista faced Big Show?
He got it bad, too.
I don't remember that.
We're complaining about this pay-per-view. But when you compare it to what the other company is putting out there, that garbage, this was high art in a way.
No, no.
Like,
I've said this.
Don't even. Nothing worse.
This was not worse than what we saw the last.
Weeks. I didn't say that. I said that the crowd was unnecessarily brutal because they bought a very plain white bread cookie cutter pay per view with no flavor. It was boiled chicken. Okay, we know boiled chicken tastes.
That second match just sucked the air out of the arena.
Yeah, but we knew that.
Okay,
and I think everybody else knew that. What I expected better from what I
expect real match with that second match. Not me.
I expect, you know where I expected that things were to pick up. I expected a little bit more activity during John Cena and Orton because they've always put on decent matches. Not great matches. They've had some great matches, but they have enough chemistry together that they can work a decent match and keep the crowd interested. But it's like the people in Pittsburgh, they went to the show tonight knowing that they were going to boo. They said, I'm going to go to the Royal Rumble. I spend $100 on my ticket, and I'm going to boo it. I don't even know what's going to happen, but I'm going to boo tonight.
And then the shenanigans that took place in that match, it didn't make sense when in context.
I don't think the shenanigans were
anything. Setting up another pay-per-view.
I don't think there was shenanigans.
It was not. That came out of nowhere.
Not really.
Listen, if that had been the Shield, and they did that. You understand that. They work for the authority.
I don't agree with that. I think they did a fine job trying to set up Cena and Bray Wyatt. Because if that's the direction that they're going for WrestleMania, I think they did an okay job setting it up that way.
Well, in the end, it still leaves me not a bit excited for Mania. So.
I don't know. I think Bray and John Cena are going to be. I honestly think John Cena and Bray, despite the circumstances, I think that's going to be one of the higher matches of the night. I think that's going to be one of the matches to keep an eye on.
If that's match of the night, then
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth now.
Oh well, I mean, okay, it's not match of the night.
No. It's gonna
be. If you're saying that will be what a good
I would keep an eye on that match.
If that's the case, then WWE really doesn't have a lot of shit for Mania. Then
no, I don't necessarily agree because maybe that's the direction that they want to go and they're trying something different. Because look, John Cena has been in the main event of WrestleMania every WrestleMania now for about 9 years.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first WrestleMania that I can remember of since what? 2004? That he was not in the title match at WrestleMania?
I see a way he could be in the main event this year.
Are you talking about last match of the card?
No.
Yes.
That would be the main event or a championship match. He has been in a championship match at WrestleMania, every WrestleMania since 2004.
But as far as the final match, I can see the only scenario that he can be in that if the Hulkster is involved.
It's still not going to be the last match.
Cena's not closing the show this year.
He's not going to close the show.
I'm not saying I want it or wish for it. I'm just saying the only way I can see it happening if he's teaming up with Hulk Hogan.
I don't think it's going to happen.
He ain't closing the show this year.
Okay, well, I'm not going to lose him.
Why would they put him with Hulk? Why?
Because they want the two generations to meet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now. It's looking more and more probable that you're going to have Hogan and Piper at WrestleMania face each other in a one-on-one match. I'm telling you, I think that's what's going to happen. And I think the undercard is going to be a lot stronger than the upper card because you already got Batista and Randy Orton. You've got If it's Sheamus and Daniel Bryan, okay. I think Cena and Bray, that's going to be a match to keep an eye on. Hogan and Piper, nobody's going to give a damn about. But you're going to have Roman Reigns facing whoever. It could, like Lex suggested, could be triple threat match. Cody and Goldust. That right there probably will be the match of the night. I'm going to put my money on it right now. Match of the night, Cody and Goldust. The rest of the matches, they might be decent matches. That first, the first 2 hours of WrestleMania are going to be better than the second 2 hours.
What about Brock?
Brock and Undertaker. I'm on the fence about that one.
Hey, what is the chance that the main event is Batista versus Brock Lesnar?
It'd be very difficult to change that. Very difficult. Anyways.
This is assuming that Randy Orton doesn't defend his title at Elimination Chamber, right? In the chamber match?
At 28, that's right, 28 he didn't, but 28 he wrestled in the main event. John Cena wrestled in the main event at WrestleMania 28.
Yep.
So, I have a question.
So let's talk about my win tonight. I won, right?
No, you didn't. Actually, let's talk about that. Somebody won the contest. The Royal Rumble drawing. It wasn't a Wild and it wasn't Iron Man. All right?
Sure as hell wasn't me.
It wasn't you. The winner, who drew number 28 in the Royal Rumble contest, who will get to program this network on Saturday night, April 1st, I believe, will be... tell you why that this is an interesting name, and Lex will laugh.
Wait, who is Lex?
I haven't said it yet, Rage.
Oh, no, because I thought like
Rage.
Just quiet. Rage. Let me say it.
That Lex is going to laugh when I say this name. Insider William.
Hey.
Now Insider the reason why this is funny is because here's a guy that has been on top of our ass since before this program premiered and has threatened to call in for years and years and years and years and years and has never done it.
I know who you're talking about now.
What do you mean?
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm talking about Insider William. So, for those of you, I thought you were going to say that. For those of you that know the history of this program, know Insider William very well. So we'll have to see what William has to say about programming the round table on that Saturday night, because I was kind of hoping that whoever programmed it also would partake in the festivities.
Not going to happen.
We'll have to see.
Although I think this is something that we should all fear once he actually says what he wants us to talk about, because this is a guy who adores Kevin Nash.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my type of guy.
So anyways...
Let's
talk about here's a tweet from Armando Estrada, I think. I could be wrong about this. Is it the real Armando Estrada?
He dug him up.
Yes, it is. You're not allowed to get over in the WWE unless you want to. If you do, you can and will be punished, has happened to many over the years.
It'll be interesting to monitor Twitter over the next day or two.
I think tomorrow's going to be a very pivotal point in what happens going into WrestleMania. I think if WWE doesn't make a statement tomorrow night, they're going to be in trouble for WrestleMania.
Yeah, they might turn the ship around completely on this one. I don't know how.
Don't rule them out completely. But anyways, let's talk about the rest of the card, because really. I mean, I know that's why some of you have turned in. You want to tuned in, I should say. You want to talk about the rest of the card. Full match results, by the way, including all the entrants for the Rumble, are available on the website at rantamradio.com under the article section. And let's talk about Big Show and Brock Lesnar.
My man, Brock Lesnar. The beast incarnate.
What a snore fest.
I tell you, it was not a snore fest. It was just unnecessary.
Oh, this is for me.
It was very unnecessary. Let me see.
He's a beast, man.
It was just ridiculous. The chair shots and this and that. And
do you see how he F-5'd the Big Show with ease?
Now that was funny. Now that was funny.
Lance. And people, you know, Lex, you want Daniel Bryan?
I have a quick question.
You want Daniel Bryan to get like pushed? If he goes to somebody like Brock, Brock doesn't care. He was trying to really hurt the Big Show.
Yeah, but it's not real, Tony.
Oh, I know it's not real, but you could end up getting jacked up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Shawn Michaels had a whole run where that's all that happened. Vader and Sid, he just got beat to hell the whole time. He still won, you know?
I don't know if they would look out for him.
He's in a scripted wrestling instead of a scripted MMA match.
Here's the thing. Firstly, Kevin Steen chimes in. Thank you to all the great fans who left Ring of Honor's show in Pittsburgh last night with a smile on their face. Lance Storm, with WWE Network, fans could send a message by streaming Daniel Bryan matches. If Daniel Bryan matches get streamed, most equal message. So, and then of course, this is my message cannot be any more clear than this tweet. The reactions I am seeing on social media tonight are hysterical. People need to chill out. If you don't like it, don't watch. Period. And that's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
That's the God's honest truth. I can't. If you want to, if you want to bitch and moan and complain, either get a wrestling show or don't watch. But I honestly don't think that if you bought the pay-per-view or you bought a ticket to go to the pay-per-view, you have any room to really bitch and moan and complain because you knew what was coming. You knew what was coming. That's how I look at it. This ain't Hulk Hogan 1996, okay? Turning on the world and people just livid that the fact Hogan turned. No.
Yeah, let me. Do y'all agree with this matchup of the night? CM Punk versus El Torito.
Yes, I agree with that. That definitely was the high spot in the Rumble.
We're going to talk about that because I have an issue with the number that I drew and the person that I drew.
Is that who you drew?
It was straight. That's shenanigans, man.
I got a big problem with who the hell I drew.
No, you can't have a bigger one than I have.
Who'd you get?
Please. He got El Torito.
He got El Torito?
Yeah.
I had to get El Torito.
Listen.
Who got 24?
24 was... hold on, I'm pulling up the page right now as we speak. Number 24 was JBL.
No, not the wrestler. I mean who? The entrance.
Oh, I don't know. I gotta have to go back and look.
But that was funny when he charged CM Punk and CMR stiffed armed him, and then CM Punk got Hurricane.
And he just smiled, and he was like, "Yeah, I gotta." And that definitely was a good spot. Now it was mandatory that we get our Kofi Kingston spot of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day that Kofi misses one of those spots.
I am too. I'm waiting for the day he hits a spot and then it goes on to a victory.
No, that's not going to happen. He'll be eliminated long before that happens.
I mean, he's handstanding and jumping across leaps and bounds and stilt walking, and it turns out to be crap in the end. Like, and he gets eliminated, and it's uneventful. And you know what?
How are you going to top, though, now? What's left that he could do?
And then, okay.
Exactly.
Listen, had Punk won, that would have been the most uneventful win he ever had. Because he stayed in the corner for a good long time.
That is true. He didn't participate in a lot of that match.
Now, usually when somebody comes out early like that, they are in the thick of things. Ric Flair, Ray, Shawn Michaels. You see them being pushed out all the time, pushing people out. There was long periods where I wasn't even sure CM Punk was still in the ring because he just hid in the corner.
That's what you're supposed to do,
but not when you see him punk.
Nah, he used the heel. He used a heel mentality tonight. That's what he did. A good heel would hide, like Bobby Heenan used to say. I would go outside and hide under the ring.
I understand that thinking. I do, but you know, Punk would have won without any momentum because it just. When he participated, it was fine. But there was just too many long spots where you didn't know he was in the ring.
I guess. Now, let's talk about, we know our thoughts on John Cena and Randy Orton, because that was definitely, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of silly to say the worst match of the year, but... this definitely has to have been the worst match in terms of quality. Forget the AJ Styles; that was a terrible.
That
match.
Wasn't a match.
But wait a minute, hold on. But that was a terrible match for a whole nother reason. The quality of this match between John Cena and Randy Orton was just that had to have been.
Magnus.
No, that had to have been probably. One of the worst matches in the last 5 or 6 years. And
no.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not going to go that far.
I would go that far. The match was terrible.
Terrible, but I'm not going to say in the last 5 or 6 years, because I can really pull some off the top of my head that were worse. Mm-hmm. But if I'd say that this was the worst of maybe 2 or 3 years, then I'll agree with you there.
I don't know, but it's just sad, really. But to go to the Royal Rumble match now, obviously the standout was Roman Reigns. He now holds the record of the most eliminations in a single Royal Rumble match.
Which I called.
You also called somebody beating Santino's reign.
Yes, I did call that. Thank you. I didn't get that right, but I did get one right.
You're never going to get it right.
You didn't either.
Anyways, so...
My pick won the Rumble. What are you talking about?
Your pick won the Rumble. Did your number win?
No. No. That's different. But listen. Roman, I think, really... he came out of his shell a little bit tonight. I personally do not see the big... hoopla in Roman Reigns that everybody else is seeing, but that could be just me, and maybe I just haven't looked at him close enough yet.
He's a big guy with a build.
But that's all he is, and he's not even that big either.
He's not that big, but to them, he's the big guy with a build.
No, I don't know about that. They're playing him off though as a
they made him look like a major face.
I think that Superman punch is kind of silly.
From Injustice. That's the Injustice punch.
You know, but whatever. If that's
he does terrible punch.
If that's his thing, so be it. I think I expect something substantial to happen tomorrow night involving Roman. I think he's going to be kicked out of. The Shield. He'll be, what's the word I want to use?
Excommunicated.
There we go. That's a good word. From the Shield, and he'll have to start fending for himself, and maybe he'll take down the Shield. But then again, if things are as true as they are, as they're saying, We'll see Mason Ryan replace him.
See, I have a question.
Big E looked strong for a little bit.
Big E,
Let me ask everyone this. So, like, imagine there was no network, right? And we still had, you know, the regular prices of a pay-per-view.
Uh-huh.
Knowing what we know now about what could happen at WrestleMania, is this Mania worth your $70?
No. As it sits, no.
Exactly.
No.
But that's the thing. Exactly. A lot could happen in 70 days. A lot can happen in 70 days. And I'm not saying that WWE is going to change that card completely over and make it the best WrestleMania of all time. But I am...
But we're talking about... the only thing, word, that is coming out of our mouths when it comes down to what matches we think are going to be at Mania are decent, okay, and all of that. You know, I don't want to sound cliche, but this is Mania we're talking about.
So, and that doesn't mean anything to the WWE.
I know it doesn't mean anything, but in the end, if all we're getting are subpar, decent, okay matches, you know, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, Rage, and you prefaced it by saying, "Would we buy WrestleMania if the network wasn't around?" I truly believe that if the network wasn't around, the Royal Rumble would have been a lot better.
Really?
Because I think WWE's focus is elsewhere, and they figure the Royal Rumble is just another pay-per-view. I guarantee you, Elimination Chamber is going to be better than the Royal Rumble. I guarantee you, I'll put good money down right now, because it'll end up being 10 times better than the Royal Rumble.
And that's
and 10 times better than nothing is still better than but
in the best case, that is sad. Cuz Royal Rumble is of course one of the big four.
But that's the thing. Will that happen next year? Probably not.
So let me ask this question. Do you think the Orton Lesnar match is going to be a straight up one on one?
We're at Elimination Chamber, if that's the case. I don't know what's going to happen there. That could end up being like another cluster type.
Wait, so Tony, you're assuming that we're going to get Orton and Lesnar?
That's the rumor.
Brock says he's number one.
So, okay, so, all right, so if that's the case, then we still have a Elimination Chamber match. Yep. So then, what would the preface of that match be?
The,
because again,
it doesn't matter.
We don't have
It doesn't matter. It would still be the same as it always has been. The title is on the line, and somebody, the champion, could change hands between now and WrestleMania. That will not change. Yeah, and it's happened. The champion, between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania has changed in the past. Kurt Angle went into the Royal Rumble as the WWF champion. Stone Cold Steve Austin won the Royal Rumble in 2001 when Kurt Angle was champion. No Way Out came in February. Kurt lost the title to Stone Cold, and therefore that's how you got your match, The Rock versus Stone Cold at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So a lot could change between now and then.
Okay, I get that. I mean, I get all of that. That we can, there could be a different champion come Mania, because it is, what, it's in the January going into February.
70 days.
But in the end, but what I'm mostly focusing on is the fact that the Elimination Chamber match is usually, if not, it would be a title shot or it would be a number one contenders match. I mean, I said this a long time ago. In the end,
I just said it's probably going to be a title match.
All right. It should be a title match then, because
there's no.
I hope it is.
Probably it's going to be a title match because you're going to have Batista main eventing WrestleMania. Why the hell are you going to have a triple threat match and add somebody else in there?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that was probably my main problem.
Will not happen.
That match needs to have some meaning.
I'm going to tell you exactly what probably would happen. What's going to happen? I think Brock is going to go into the Elimination Chamber. That's what I think is going to happen. It's not going to be a one-on-one match. Brock will go into the Elimination Chamber with Orton and four other guys, and that's it. And I tell you, those four other guys, it's going to be a who's who of nobodies.
I can definitely see that.
You don't think
Brian might be in there, but I
can see them throwing in Brian, maybe Kingston.
I think Kofi will be in there.
I'll even go so far as to say Fandango.
No, that's not going to happen.
Big Show.
I
can see Fandango in there.
I don't know about that, but I
don't know about Big Show because they're going to break his arm soon.
If they didn't break it already,
they didn't break it tonight. They're going to break it.
I'm just thinking of Sheamus. He'll probably be in
Sheamus.
There
you go, Sheamus. So, you know, I there is still a little glimmer of hope. Very small, but there's a glimmer of hope that things could turn around for the better.
They need four more people for Brock to beat on before you get to Orton.
So, but anyways, anything else that anybody wants to talk about this Rumble? Because I mean, really. We spent the last hour and 5 minutes just
shitting on it.
Not shitting on it. I don't think we shit on it. I think more we expressed frustration tonight.
You guys are frustrated.
I bet you're not frustrated. Of course you are. Negro Domus, of course you are.
I think the wrestling world is frustrated. I do believe that everybody's frustrated. Even the people that are not watching religiously anymore, like Lex, I'm sure Lex was frustrated with the outcome tonight.
The writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall.
Because even if Batista won, as long as the match was entertaining, he would have said, you know what? At least the match was good. But the Rumble match, there was nothing. What? Okay, El Torito came in, there had a high spot. Kofi had a high spot. And Kevin Nash was in the match for a minute and a half.
I turned around, didn't even realize he had got eliminated.
That's it. That was the Royal Rumble this year. Those were the surprises.
Subpar
surprises compared to previous years.
And I don't understand bringing in Kevin Nash.
He's buddies with he needs I some get, money.
I,
he,
Mr. He, X said earlier
he
that,
doesn't
I mean,
need
you,
the money.
I mean, you said that. You mentioned that JBL felt like a wasted pick, and it was a wasted.
It is a wasted
draw
pick.
To me.
I think JBL probably was a replacement for somebody that maybe no showed,
and that was a pathetic fill.
Not that it's a pathetic. Well, who are they going to put in there?
They could have found somebody. Okay, literally.
I'm sure JTG was backstage. I would have had
somebody out of NXT, but come on.
No, they can't pull anybody from NXT.
I'm going to say this again.
Hell, what's Bo Dallas?
He's still in NXT.
The Click's goal back in the mid-90s was to rule wrestling. It took them a while, but it's coming to fruition.
I don't know if they rule wrestling. I think one person controls wrestling. And it's the guy that the Click took in as the kid, you know, and they thought that this kid, you know, he's green and this and that. We'll just take him under our wing, and he ended up marrying a McMahon, and you know, he was right place, right time.
Now they're all reaping the benefits. Flair, Shawn Michaels, Outlaw.
I think, but this is not like when Hogan brought in the Nasty Boys to TNA.
He brought
Might
all
well.
His baggage in a TNA.
No, I don't think so. I think it's very different.
The Outlaws got the tag title.
The Outlaws winning the tag team titles is actually good for the WWE. How long would we have continued then with Cody? The problem is that the tag team division in WWE, while it's hot, has no foundation, has no ground. It needed a little a little something to come along and give it a little, not credibility, but it needed a, like, something to give it a kick in the ass. And I think the New Age Outlaws can do that. That's why they're there.
The tag teams we have in the WWE Tag Team Division.
Yeah, the Usos, the Shield, the Wyatts, El Matadors, the Brother Rhodes. You got a few tag teams. And there's more that are coming.
But still, I mean, we have a few tag teams, but the fact that you had to get Road Dogg and Billy Gunn out of the fucking basement to make them the tag team.
That has nothing.
When you already have a deep tag team division, that just makes no sense to me.
Nope. You are wrong about that one.
Maybe, but just makes no sense.
If you know Triple H, you are undefeated tonight.
Oh, Rage, let me explain something to you. If you were to go, and this is one of my world-famous analogies again, if you went to go work at an established pizza shop, and hear me out. If you went to an established pizza shop, and a guy that's only been working there 2 years taught you how to make a pizza, you're going to make the pizza exactly how this guy of 2 years taught you. But then one day, a guy who's been working at that pizza shop for 50 years came in and showed you how to really make that pizza. Whose opinion do you value? The 2 year guy or the 50 year guy?
The 50 year guy.
Of course. This is why the New Age Outlaws have come in now.
Oh, that's such a bad analogy.
No, it's not. It's not. Because look, listen, I'm not saying to bring in Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. We're bringing in the New Age Outlaws at a time in their lives where they can still work. I'm telling you, if Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg could not wrestle in the sense of putting on good matches, they would not be tag team champions. And you know that that's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still, your tag team division is deep as deep as it is. You had to dig and get the
you still New don't Age get
Outlaws
it.
Put the belts you on
still
them.
Don't,
like, that makes
they
sense.
Don't, they're tag, that's the problem. Their tag team division is not deep. They didn't have
yes,
a thought.
It is deep.
Not. It is not deep. A tag team Rage, here's the problem. You did not grow up in an era where tag teams dominated the wrestling business.
Sure.
We did. So we know what a tag team division is. A tag team division is a division that's more than six teams.
I want to see
Dean. I know it's okay. Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
I get all of that. But I'm speaking now that we're in an era where tag team wrestling isn't as it was back then.
It's being rebuilt. It's being rebuilt.
There are less tag teams.
It's being rebuilt, but in order to rebuild, sometimes you have to draw from the well and do something a little old school to help generate a little buzz and a little bit of steam. This is why they came in. They brought back some of the old foundation to help kickstart what is going to be the new era of the tag team division. If you think the New Age Outlaws are going to come in and be tag team champions for 6 months, you're wrong. They're going to lose those tag team titles either before Elimination Chamber or at Elimination Chamber.
You know what? How many years have we been thinking that they're really going to bolster their tag team division, and it never happens?
Now it's going to happen.
I freaking hope.
All those years that Carlito and Epico were teaming, and it was the era of Kendrick and London. While Kendrick and London were good,
they were
tag team champions for a year because there was nobody else. Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch, they're okay, but that wasn't a tag team. Look, we went from when Cade and Murdoch won the tag team titles. They had a brief feud with Crime Time. After they feuded with Crime Time, we went through that long, long laundry list of people. First it was John Cena and Shawn Michaels. Then it was Orton and Edge. Then it was John Cena and somebody else. Then it was Big Show and Chris Jericho. Then it was Big Show and Miz. It was a long list of main eventers.
A bunch of people getting thrown together, yeah.
Exactly. So now we've got some tag teams, but the problem is that what was there had already gone stale.
So what if Diesel ends up with IC belt? Then the fix is really in?
Yes, then it's in.
If who wins the IC belt?
Kevin Nash.
If he wins the Intercontinental Championship,
he ain't going to take no Intercontinental Championship. If he was going to be champion, he would go for the real thing.
Man, I would. Didn't that he'll guy quit, payday. Or did he get fired?
He'll take a payday. You can't tell nobody what they'll do for money.
How long ago that he was supposed to be feuding with Triple H? Because Triple H promised him.
And he fired him.
He crippled Triple H.
I mean, that's just how I look at it. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. I look at it in a sense that I think that they're going to benefit us in the long term. Because really, how often do the New Age Outlaws come in and do something? Never.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Ray,
they're not coming
they're
in.
I'll tell you what.
They're champions. With
deal with it. That's
man,
it.
Whatever.
And you know what? And you know what? They're putting on good matches, so you can't complain that much.
That's the motto with the authority.
I tell you what, I think the Divas division took a major step back tonight.
Oh, please.
They took a major step back.
Why? Tonight. Because they were not on pay-per-view?
Yep.
That means nothing.
Right. That Kane would be responsible for CM Punk getting eliminated one way or another.
How about that? How about Kane coming out there with the suit pants? He looked...
Put the costume on one last time.
There was
in your suit pants and take off your
like somebody bodyguard or security guard just standing around.
I gotta tell you, he looked ridiculous. We saw his white skin that is always white, but pale skin, no wristbands, arm pads or whatever. His arms were not taped, nothing. We saw his belly button, which, now that I think about it, we never saw his belly button because he always used to pull his pants up high enough that it covered it. So we saw his gross belly button. And it just looked awkward. The whole thing looked awkward. It looked like...
He just looked like a security guard in the back.
No, what it looked like? It looked like a guy at a bar. He was ready to fight, and he took off his jacket and his shirt so not to get it dirty. And he said, "All right, come on, I'm going to kick your ass right now. Hold my jacket, you know, type thing."
So Punk is going to beat Kane and then beat Triple H. That's where we're pretty much headed.
Now I said this on the. I said this in the chat room last night during the Turnbuckle Throwback show. I'm going to throw two possibilities out, and I want everybody to think about this and provide me their answers Tuesday night on the rant, okay? This is what we call a teaser in the business, okay? Hulk Hogan, we know he's coming, okay? Hulk Hogan in the Authority. Wait a minute, don't laugh. Hulk Hogan in the Authority or Hulk Hogan in the Wyatt family? I want you to think about that, and you will provide your answers Tuesday night on the rant. Now, I guess it is 12:18, so I guess with that we should wrap it up because, I mean, we can't...
We can't shit on this for another hour. So.
I mean, really. I know Stevie's tried calling in and some others tried to call in, but... You know what, guys? What were we going to do? Have 40 people on the air bitching and moaning and this and that? I mean, no. Once again, go to rantamradio.com if you want to see all the results from the event. And don't forget to be a part of everything that we've got here on the network. February is right around the corner. It starts next Saturday. And while we're still working out some technical things and discussing some final things, we have new programming coming to the network starting in February. It was supposed to be the first week of February, but I think it's got pushed back a little bit. But that everything's going to start in February. Just listen to what we've got around here right now. Of course, Tuesday night, The Rant with myself, Tony C., and the cast of thousands. every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Free People in the UK. The Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan, live every Saturday night at 11 p.m. The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, usually on at 6 p.m. every Sunday. Today it was on at 4 p.m. Next Sunday you will be on at
3:30.
So
that's a bit early.
A 3:30 start time next Sunday for the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show live. Following that at 5 o'clock will be our Super Bowl 48 coverage with William Morgan and Surfer. They'll be running down what to expect during the big game between Seattle and Denver out there in MetLife Stadium. We are calling for snow.
Oh, yeah. We're getting snow. Anyways, yeah.
So that's that. Then on they will also be doing a post show at the end of the night when the game is over. The time of that could vary on how long the game runs.
That's 10 o'clock.
Super Bowls can run to 11 o'clock. So whenever the game is over, they'll hit the air again with their post show. And then the next time we will be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be for the final WWE pay-per-view before WrestleMania and before the network will be Sunday, February 23rd for Elimination Chamber. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. with a live pre-show, chat, post-show, all that fun stuff. And, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at RantEM Radio for information on anything and everything. And don't forget to go to the website, RantEMRadio.com. Download all the shows that we've got on iTunes and support what we do around here because, boy, oh, boy, if we didn't have the listeners, it'd be pretty boring, just the four of us talking nonstop, bitching and bitching and bitching and bitching. I'd be like, oh my God, this is all we do is bitch and bitch and bitch. For who do we do this for? For ourselves? No, we do it for you people.
No, we do it for the people.
We do it for the people.
Oh, you know what? The WWE could have at least gave us the big swing with CM Punk. They could have gave us that.
I'd do it just to vent.
I mean, they teased it and they didn't do it.
Now, here's a tweet I don't agree with. I feel so bad for you guys with Mania tickets. At least the set and atmosphere will be fantastic. Leave before the WWE title match and beat the traffic.
Who said that?
I'll leave the name anonymous, but still.
Oh, I 100% agree with whoever that person was.
No, WrestleMania.
If you're going to WrestleMania, you stay to the end.
You stay to the very end.
Exactly.
And what, get an anticlimactic end?
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you something. You show respect to the business, and you stay till the end of the show.
That's what you're paying for. See, why would you spend all that money just to walk out half hour before it's over?
That's like staying to watch a basketball game when the team is leading at 40. This is why
you're the young one, Rage, and you're the young stupid one around here.
Yeah, I guess, but that's like exactly. Yeah, I guess it's like spending
hundreds of dollars for a seat, and you're gonna walk out early for what? For principle? Because you think you're better than everybody else?
Because you're mad at the match. You didn't get the match you won.
I mean, look at Surfer. He goes and sees free movies all the time, and he doesn't walk out of the movies. You know why? Because he respects.
The guy doesn't pay for.
He respects the art of the movie business, so he stays even if the movie's bad.
You know, the last movie I walked out on, Disaster Movie.
That was a horrible movie. But the guy didn't pay for the movies.
But look, if you pay to go to WrestleMania, like I did, I paid a lot of money to experience WrestleMania. You are not going. If you get a good WrestleMania in terms of the card and the matches, that is a plus. Really, for WrestleMania, you're going for the experience and the atmosphere and to say, as a wrestling fan, check, I went to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Chance to go to WrestleMania, you do a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way. I went to my first Knicks game at the Garden. And the Knicks were leading at 40, or the opponent was leading by 40, I would walk.
That's not the same.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same.
It is not the same. First of all, you didn't spend hundreds of dollars for a Knicks game. And second,
There's another mixed team the next night or the night after that. There is no WrestleMania the next night.
Exactly.
You decide to go see because you didn't like the one you saw this year.
If I didn't like what I was seeing, of course I'd walk out. And it's not because I didn't get what I wanted. I just didn't like what I saw.
If you don't like the Knicks versus Suns, you can come back and watch the Knicks versus Detroit.
That'd be a good game to watch.
You're full of shit. That's all I can say. Anyway. So, for everybody, any final thoughts before we go off the air? Lex, you've been a part of the festivities tonight. You made your triumphant return to the airwaves tonight. I know that you...
Yeah, just thanks for having me on. It was fun to
hear
shout and argue and all that good stuff again, and have a few laughs and it was fun. You might see me on here a bit more. It was the event made it a little somber, but it's all in good fun.
Did you at least eat something enjoyable?
Now, see, that's what kind of made me upset because I had grilled some huge chicken breasts on the family grill, and it was I'm telling you, these were magnificent and delicious and everything like that. And so it's sitting in my stomach, and then I watched the Rumble match. So I was eating while I was watching the match. I finished about halfway through or whatever, and then that happened, and it just started, like, churning in my stomach. Like, I started getting sick to my stomach. So I was like, how can someone be so stupid?
The
chicken was about to come up. Let's just say that.
I don't
know. Big chicken tits. How big were they? A D cup?
Why
C
do
cup?
You gotta talk like that? Why can't you talk like a human being?
Why I gotta talk crazy. Like that? You should know me already.
Because I'm trying to educate you and trying to make you proper.
For the most part, I was proper.
No,
for the most part.
To be proper, you're going to be proper till the time I go off the air.
Jeez. Oh, my God. That's like...
Jesus.
Why don't you stick a needle in my eye and get a hammer? Jeez.
Like Stephen Reed was trying to do it, Bobby.
Exactly. Bobby Eaton thought it was okay to go walking around nice restaurants and
Bobby
Eaton's
senile.
I didn't say Bobby Eaton. I said Bobby Eaton. He thought it was okay Bobby to walk Eaton. Around in loafers with mismatching socks and some pants and a mullet.
He
and, yes, he did.
That's cool, man. Because I don't care about fashion.
Whatever, Rach. Anyways, so
my last word, by the way, is the Pro Bowl was better than this, and it actually was better than this. The Pro Bowl was pretty good, so if you're going to sleep on the Pro Bowl for the next years to come, I really you should not do so.
Whatever, I don't think you.
I'm serious. It was a 22-21 game, very competitive. It wasn't a snorefest.
Congratulations, Rage. I'm sure you're happy. Anyways, so Lex had his chicken breasts. Everybody else enjoyed whatever it was that they were eating. But, I don't know, man. Today, it was a rough night, but hopefully going forward, things will be a lot better. So, for everybody
the evolution is trending worldwide.
Is it really?
for Rage, for Tony C, Surfer, and Lexicon, I'm Double A. We'll see you Tuesday night on The Rant. This program will be available for download probably in the next 30 minutes, so you don't. So if you really want to hear us bitching, moaning again, just tune in about 30 minutes. You can either hear the replay or you can hear it on download on iTunes and things like that. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Tuesday night on The Rant. And where the hell is the closing music? One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment.